the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can kill a man outright, 'cause everything that glitters is not gold. And all the
welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is God is going to build a city of gold for all you gold diggers in the church. Yes, God is going to build a city of gold for all you gold diggers in the church. I don't know about you today, but I'm here to tell you there's a lot of gold diggers that are in the church. There's a lot of gold diggers in the church, and they're there, and all they want is power and control. And most of these gold diggers, they probably have the nicest house in the community. And most of these gold diggers, they drive the most fancy cars. Yes, these are gold diggers, and all they care about looking good in community, and all they care about is having the nicest things. They are gold diggers. These are the kind of people that would rather look good first and speak truth second. These are gold diggers, and they're all over American churches today. Gold diggers. And where do they come from? And they believe that they are going to go and walk on streets of gold. The Bible says in Revelation 21:18, the walls was made of jasper in the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. You see John the Revelator in Revelation 4:2. He says, I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. So here we have John the Revelator, who brought about the book of Revelation. He was taken up in the Spirit. Yes, the Greek means it was ecstasy. I don't know, I'm not talking about the drug ecstasy, even though we have to understand that John was in a spiritual state. He was in a state of bliss, elation. He was transported. Oh, come on, somebody. There is an overwhelming feeling of great happiness and joyful excitement. There was a look of ecstasy on his face. Yes, John the Revelator, it looked like he was on drugs. Oh, come on. It was an emotional and religious frenzy. It was a trance-like state. Originally, it involved in this mysterious experience of mystic self-transcendent. Oh, come on, somebody. John the Revelator had a vision of there was going to be this city, and the city was streets of gold. And oh, come on, the Bible is very clear that this pure gold-like city that John, he went into this ecstasy state. Oh my gosh, he could have been on drugs. I don't know. But he saw this city of gold. And John, the Revelator, could have been a gold digger. I don't know. Where is all the gold in Fort Knox? I don't know. All the gold in California, where did it go? I don't know. But John had a vision about gold, a golden city. Oh, come on, somebody, a golden city. So all you gold diggers in the church, you should be very happy because a golden city is where you're going to go when you die. Oh, come on, somebody. So John, he was taken up in the Spirit, and he saw a city of gold. He saw this city of gold. Yes, the Bible says it was pure gold like unto clear glass. So, this implies that the walls are made of some beautiful bright yellow stone, very highly polished. The description that John was talking about, it applied to heaven. Yes. With golden walls and golden pavements and gates of pearl. That nothing of this description was ever intended to be literally understood. And that gold and jewels, yes. What were they saying? Was this literally? Did John literally see this? This is the debate. Was it literally gold? Of these golden ornaments, these symbols, were they really proper? Were they really construed into reality? Or were they very improper? Yes, but many people say that this should be taken literally. Yes, the ancient Jews teach that when Jerusalem and the temple shall be built, they will be of all precious stones and pearls and sapphire and every species of jewels. John the Revelator, who had a vision, and I don't know if anybody witnessed that vision, and which is very important, guys. Okay, we had the four synoptic gospels. We had actually witnesses. Did anybody, if somebody could email me and let me know, was there a witness with John as he was taking up? Because you need to understand something today, that John was in a state of ecstasy when he saw this vision. The Bible says he was taken up in the Spirit and he saw a vision of streets of gold. I don't know, was John a gold digger? Unlike a lot of you churchgoers today, you're a bunch of gold diggers. Well, we know that there was the foundation, the first foundation of this wall was jasper. It was a stone. It was very hard. Some species of which are a sea green color. The second layer of the foundation would be sapphire. This was a genius of a semi-palescent gem. A bluish white or a dully milky vine or brownish black or yellow or red. Yeah, this would have been the third layer. Chalcedony. And the fourth was emerald, and the fifth was sardonic. An ankh is an accidental variety of an agate kind. It's a dark harmony color. The sixth layer of this wall was sardis. The seventh layer, the gold stone or the chrysolite, is a dusky green with a cast of yellow. The eighth layer is like this beryl, this bluish green color. The ninth layer was topaz. The tenth was chrysoprasus. The 11th, a jacinth. I've never heard of these stones. The 12th of amethyst. All you stone collectors and those that you really study stones, man. I mean, John the Revelator, man, he was in this trance-like state. He had a vision, man, and he saw these walls, and they had 12 layers on the wall. You don't understand that God is all about gold. The foundation of the walls does not mean the foundations or thresholds of the gate. The gates represent the 12 tribes in Revelation 21:12. And these foundations and thresholds, the 12 apostles, Revelation 21:14, these were no entrance into the city but through those gates, and none through the gates but over these thresholds. So the whole of the Mosaic dispensation was the preparation of the gospel system. Without it, the gospel has no origin. Without the gospel, it would have no reference nor proper object. Every part of the gospel necessarily supposed the law and the prophets. So these are the gates. It is the threshold. Without the gospel, no person could enter through those gates. The doctrine of Christ crucified, preached by the apostle, gives a solid foundation to stand on, and we have an entrance into the holiest of the blood of Jesus in Hebrews 10:19. This we are said to be built on the foundation of the apostles, the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, Ephesians 2:22. Oh my good Lord, have mercy on my soul. Our God is about gold, guys. Let's be honest. He made the heavens and the earth, so he made gold, right? I mean, we can say our God is rich. We can say Jesus is rich. We can say Jesus has a lot of money. And we can also say Jesus is about gold. I mean, so for all you gold diggers in the church, you should be really happy. Because if you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you're going to go to the streets of gold. I mean, it's evident that you bastards in the church are gold diggers, okay? It's so evident by the car you drive, by the way you look, and by you believing that God is all about money and gold. It's so evident! In Revelation 21:21, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls, and each gate were made of single pearls, and the streets of the city was pure gold like transparent glass. I mean, you are going to a city of pure gold. If you accept Jesus as your personal Savior, you are going to a city of pure gold. So all you gold diggers, you should be very happy. A lot of women are gold diggers. A lot of men are gold diggers. I mean, I don't know about you, but the church seems to be sucking money off the poor people today. They're a bunch of gold diggers. And, so there is a bunch of gold diggers in the church today. And we have gold diggers whose only objective is to control the church and to take out Jesus and take the money from poor Americans and making them feel guilty of not tithing. What a bunch of gold diggers you are. And yes, they are gold diggers. And yes, your pastor and the majority of the people that sits in your choir, they are all gold diggers. Well, isn't it wonderful that God has a place for all of you gold diggers? Because according to the Bible, the New Jerusalem will be made out of gold. Wow! Woo! Isn't it great that we got gold diggers in the church today that wants to suck your money? And not only do they want to take money from the community, God has a place for the gold diggers, a Streets of Gold. Oh my gosh. Woo! Well, your preacher is a gold digger, your doctor is a gold digger, the priest is a gold digger, the lawyer is a gold digger, your counselor is a gold digger, the politician is a gold digger, and Hollywood actors are gold diggers. Yes, isn't it great that there's a heaven made out of gold? With all, for all you gold diggers! Wow, you get gold on earth, and then when you die, you get gold in heaven. I mean, it's great! You can suck the money off from me, and you can take from the poor people, and then you can drive around your Mercedes, and you can have the position in your church, and you could wear gold around your neck, and then you could build your big lavish houses on earth, and then when you die, you go to a golden city. Come on, somebody. John the Revelator, he was taken up to heaven, and he saw a city made of gold. Yeah, for all you gold diggers in the church, isn't it great that God has made a place for you? It's called the New Jerusalem, the New Heaven, a city made out of gold. And all you rich bastards, you fly around in your planes and you take money from your congregation and you steal money from the American people, all you politicians who raise taxes on the American people. Oh, come on, somebody. When all you churches sucking from the poor in our communities, isn't it great that there's a place that's made out of gold for you? Yes, we serve a God who's created, according to John the Revelator, that in the book of Revelation, that there is a city made out of gold. There's a heaven made out of gold for you evil, rich bastards who are gold diggers. I can't believe it. Yes. So, will there be literally be streets of gold in heaven? Heaven streets of gold often referenced in songs and poetry, but harder to find in the Bible. In fact, there's only one passage of Scripture that references streets of gold, and that is the holy city of the New Jerusalem. The great streets of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass, in Revelation 21:21. So does this verse tell us that there will be literally be streets of gold in heaven? And if so, what is the importance or significance of literal streets of gold? The Greek word here translates gold as the ishrusion, which means gold, gold jewelry, or overlay. So to translate it, gold makes complete and perfect sense. In fact, struggles of interpretation often comes up when people attempt to determine which part of the Bible to take literally and which part is to take figuratively. A good rule of thumb when studying the Bible is to take everything literally unless it doesn't make sense or do so. And in this chapter of Revelation, John isn't just throwing out random descriptive terms. In the early part of Revelation 21, he is given a rod to measure out the city in verse 15. And he specifically describes the wall of heaven as being composed of jasper and the city itself also of gold in verse 18. He also describes the foundation of the city walls being comprised of many specific precious stones and jewels in verses 19 and 20. So with these specifics in mind, the description of golden streets make perfect sense in comparison to the rest of John's eyewitness description. So, John saw a city made out of gold. Now, was it gold covering? Was it pure gold? I mean, it's not like the gold coins you get. They say it's gold, and then when you scratch it, it's not gold at all. It's gold-plated. Is it going to be a gold-plated city? Or is it going to be a real city made out of gold? Needless to say, this New Jerusalem is going to be gold in it. So all you gold diggers, it should be happy for you, because not only are you all about money on earth, now you can go to heaven and you can also have a lot of gold, you rich bastards. And I'm sick of you throwing it in my face. Of course, if you go to Acts chapter 3, verse 6, then Peter said, "Silver and gold I have none." Well, shame on you, Peter. Where the hell was your gold? "I have none," Peter said. Well, you just ain't part of the church. You're goldless. You're nothing, Peter. But Peter said, "But such I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk." So Peter did not have silver and gold. Well, Peter, I mean, you don't have silver and gold. What the hell is your problem, Peter? I mean, don't you know that God is making a new Jerusalem made out of gold? And you don't have none? No. I don't have none. What the hell's your problem, Peter? You don't have gold? No, I don't have gold. But what Peter did have, though, right, is he had the blessing of God on him. And he said, "In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." Very interesting. Hey, you gold diggers, aren't you happy? There's a place for you. A city made out of gold. Man. Bunch of gold diggers, money hungry bastards. All you care is looking good first. It's all you care about is money. So Peter had no gold. Jesus told the rich ruler to sell everything. Elijah in the Bible refused Naaman's money. However, Solomon did have riches. We can honestly say that our God is rich. Jesus is rich. There's no doubt about it. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. Nobody can take that from him. He is rich. Our God is very rich. We serve a rich God. But Jesus, who is God, told the rich ruler it's easier for a rich man to go through the eye of a needle than to go to heaven. The love of money is the root of all evil. Oh my gosh, I'm confused. All I know is God is going to build a city of gold for all you gold diggers in the church. That's all I know, guys. But I'm really confused about this whole money thing, because I know some of you in your prosperity theology, you think your riches is from God's blessing, and other of you, you tell me that you don't need any money. I'm confused, guys. I'm really confused. All I can tell you is that John the Revelator, he was taken up in this blissful state. He had this look of ecstasy on his face. He had this joyful excitement, this great happiness when he saw the city. And we know that in the Bible, Solomon and a lot of these cities, they have golden structures. That's nothing new. I mean, it's there. And, I've never really, and I know if you take your money and you invest in gold, that's good. I think investing in gold is good, right? And obviously God thinks gold's good too. So all you gold diggers, I mean, you're going to a place, heaven is going to be a place for gold. Well, the truth of the matter is, there's a lot of gold diggers in the church today. And the truth of the matter is, church is all about money today. They're gold diggers. And all you have to look is you see these golden crowns, or we're taking over the world, and we're spreading the gospel of Jesus, and give us your money, and let us build our big churches, and let us fly our fancy airplanes with my fancy suit and tie, because my God is made out of gold, and he's blessed me with a lot of gold. Well, you're a bunch of gold diggers. You are a bunch of gold diggers, and you should be very happy that John the Revelator said that God is going to build a city of gold for all you guys. Yes. So, it represents by the same precious stone as God and Christ themselves are. You know, God and Christ are precious stones. Revelations 4:2, 21, 11. And the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. It was made of built of gold. Its part buildings, houses, and palaces, they were all gold. And that the best, and it was like the transparent glass. That is either the city as most copies read, or the gold for the Alexandrian copies read, Omeon. And so, the Vulgate Latin version, the gold in which it was, is different from common gold. So, and is that city, the New Jerusalem, designed the saints of precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, the inhabitants of the new earth? This denotes the solidity, the excellency, the preciousness of them, the rich and happy state they were all in, as well as their purity and freedom from all sin and corruption, and the clear knowledge of things they themselves will have and others will have of them. Their hearts and actions will be open to all, nor will this gold have any rust upon it or any more, or even be changed or become dim. Wow. Jesus, have mercy on my soul. Apparently, I now have to become a gold digger. Apparently, I now have to work for the gold. Yes, there's a bunch of gold diggers in the church. And yes, John the Revelator, he did have a vision about this new Jerusalem that was made out of gold. And so all of you that are in the church now, I wonder what you really want. Are you a gold digger? Or do you really want to go after streets of gold? Is that what you want? And this gold never rusts or fades. This is a pure kind of gold. I mean, you're a gold digger, and you're all about the money, and you're looking good, and you got nice Mercedes, and you got a big fancy house, and boy, you love to be flashing me how God's really blessing you, and you got a big congregation. Why? Because you're all about gold, and you're a gold digger, but it's even better for you than it is for me, because here I am, I don't have gold. I don't have any gold to my name. Probably like Fort Knox doesn't have gold in the vault. But I don't have gold. So it's not good for me. But for all you gold diggers, you should be very happy as you flooded the church. Because now, after you die, you'll also walk on streets of gold. So all of you people that have gold watches and gold necklaces, and you're driving a fancy million-dollar car, and you got these big boats, and you got your own airplane and private islands, well, you should be very happy that you'll also go to streets of gold. Or will you? Maybe you're going to hell. Could be going to hell. It's probably where you're heading. So what was really John talking about here? This streets of gold. And let's really dig deep. Peter say, silver and gold I have none. Because there's things that were a lot more precious than gold, my friends. And that was the power and the miracles of Jesus Christ that went far beyond the gold. The golden city was not materialistic. The golden city was actually, you got to not look at it as a material gold. It was golden to have healings. It's golden to have relationships coming together. It's golden to have communities come together. Come on, somebody. It's golden to be able to be healthy. It's golden, oh my gosh, to have Jesus in our life. It's golden to have crops grow in the field. That's the gold. Oh, could you just put your iPhone down? Stop looking at me like that. I mean, you're a gold digger, you and your iPhone. And all you care about, and you think you're really trendy, and all you think you're going to be in the next Hollywood demonic show, because that's all Hollywood is freaking evil, and that's all you are! But I can make you, you know, you should be even, yeah, you, the one that hides in the church. Yeah. You're the one that's all about gold. You're a gold digger, and all you care is about money. And all you care is about high position in society. And all you care about is being in church government. And all you care about is thinking you're better than everybody else. Well, you're a gold digger is what you are. So don't tell me that God's blessing you when you're only a gold digger. But you know what's great? That God has a place for even you. God is going to build a city of gold for all the gold diggers. I mean, you get it on both sides. On earth, you get all the gold. Then when you die, you get to walk through cities of gold. It works both ways for you. But if you're anything like me, you weren't born with a silver spoon in your mouth and you don't have gold. I don't have gold. I don't have any gold. Silver and gold, I have none, said Peter. Jesus said, sell everything you have. Well, the truth of the matter is that Jesus is not about gold, but Jesus owns all the gold. And the truth of the matter is the true riches of God are things that are you cannot see. So when John the Revelator was taken up in this ecstasy, blissful, spirit-like state, he saw a city of gold. The question is, was it really gold? Or was the gold represented something else? And this is a debate that nobody knows. And another thing, there's always a debate against these prophets that, like Joseph Smith, who went out in the woods and he had a vision from God. Okay, that was a prophet. But there was no one to witness that. So we have to say that Joseph Smith's vision was a lie. Was there anybody that witnessed John's revelation? Was there another witness? We don't know. And there's a lot of things we don't know about this New Jerusalem. There's a lot of things we have to accept that I don't know. But I will tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says in Revelations 21:18, the walls are made of jasper and the city of pure as glass. So you got walls of these different gemstones. And then there's 12 gates where 12 pearls, and each gate was made up of these single pearls in 2021. The streets of the city was pure gold, again, like transparent glass. So this New Jerusalem was a magnificent city. Well, pure gold, like unto clear glass. And of course, God has angels, and they look like sapphire and pure. So God is all about gold. I mean, let's be honest, our God is about gold. So all you gold diggers should be very happy. All you gold diggers should be very happy because God is going to build you a city of gold for all you gold diggers in the church. So next time you go to church and you see all the gold diggers there with their fancy cars and they're giving you the basket, they want to take your money, you should be very happy because those people are going to the city of gold. So they think. I personally think they're on their way to hell, but they think they're going to the city of gold. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. We need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now.
All the gold in California is in a bank in the middle of Beverly Hills in somebody else's name. So if you're dreaming about California, it don't matter at all where you played before. California's a brand new game. Trying to be a hero, winding up a zero, can scar a man forever, right down to your soul. Living on the spotlight can't care.